Okay, so this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head and for your back, for your legs, and allow yourself to get comfortable. Allow your eyes to close. And this exercise can be challenging at times. This is the first time when you deliberately try to focus on thoughts, feelings, reactions, and practice a new response to them. So it's important to not let the challenge or any judgment stand in the way of doing the exercise. For this week and in the weeks to come, it will get easier. So over time, what you discover by practicing this exercise, by listening to the recording, or simply going through it in your mind, you'll discover no matter how bad the internal experience may seem, it neither lasts forever nor can it do you any harm. So this exercise is not necessarily about trying to make you feel better, more relaxed, or more calm. This may happen, however. The idea is to bring compassion, a kind awareness, to all and any sensations that come up for you, including any thoughts, worries, sadness, grief, anger, all experiences, thoughts, feelings, emotions, somatic experiences that come up for you. It's about learning to stay with sadness, with grief, with worry, helplessness, frustration, hopelessness, without reacting to it, without believing it, but with a sense of loving kindness and acceptance. Bringing a sense of warmth and compassion to the experiences of these emotions as they come and go. Instead of fighting it or minimizing your emotions, your thoughts, dismissing them, pushing them down, or without making them big and overwhelming. Feelings are not the enemy. Mindfulness acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. The goal is to develop this skill over time so you can apply it in life anytime, any place. And there's no right or wrong way to practice it. The important thing is to commit to doing this exercise on the path of becoming a better observer, a full participant in your life. So all that's important is to find a quiet space where you can feel comfortable and not distracted. And let this be your peaceful place. The easiest way to do it is listening to the recording, but you can also do it by walking through it in your mind. So after you practice it often enough by listening to the recording, it's much easier to do it just using the power of your mind and your memory to walk through the experience. So sitting with your feet flat on the floor, comfortable in a chair, your arms and legs uncrossed, and your hands comfortably resting on your lap, allowing your eyes to feel comfortably closed, take a few minutes to get in touch with your breath and all the sensations in your body. Bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, especially to the sensations of touch or pressure, where your body makes contact with the floor, with the chair, on your back, on your legs, under your feet. Now bring your attention to the gentle rise and fall of your breath in your chest and in your belly. Like ocean waves coming in and out, your breath is always there. Notice its rhythm in your body. Focus on each inhalation and each exhalation. Noticing the changing patterns of sensations in your belly as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Take a few moments to really feel the physical sensations as you breathe in and out. There's no need to control your breath in any way. Simply let the breath breathe in and out all by itself. And as you can, as best you can, bring an attitude of generous allowing, gentle acceptance to the rest of your experience. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. Simply allow yourself to experience your experience without needing it to be other than it is. A gentle sense of allowing it to be whatever it is. And soon or later, your mind will wander away from the breath to other concerns, other thoughts, other worries, sounds, experiences in the body, planning, daydreaming, or it may just simply drift along. That is what the mind does much of the time. And when you notice your mind has wandered, congratulate yourself, because you've come back to awareness when you notice it. Each and every time you notice your mind has wandered, it's awareness. The act of noticing is coming back to the moment. So you may want to acknowledge briefly where your mind wanders off to. There's thinking, feeling, judging, remembering, longing, wishing. Gently escort your attention back to the breath coming in and out. And as you can, bring a quality of kindness, compassion to your awareness. No judgment, no pressure, no frustration. Let it be whatever it may be. See the wanderings of your mind as an opportunity to be patient, gentle, and curious to your experience. It's natural, as I mentioned, for your mind to wander. Notice the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations. Acknowledge them. Stay with them. There's no need to think of anything else. Make them go away or resolve anything. Just allow them to be. Bring a gentle sense of kindness, compassion to your experience. And when you become aware of bodily sensations or feelings, tension or other sensations in your body, just notice them. Acknowledge them. Make space for these experiences. Perhaps a sense of sadness in the chest or the tummy. A sense of longing you feel. Frustration. Don't try to hold on to them or make them go away. Just open your heart to the experience. Make some room for the discomfort, for the tension, the sadness, the grief, the anxiety, the frustration, the helplessness, the hopelessness. Just allow it to be there. Make as much space as possible. It may take up a plate size amount of space, a room, a building, a football field. Is there enough space in you to welcome all of your experiences? Watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Sometimes they grow stronger, sometimes they stay the same, sometimes they grow weaker. It really doesn't matter what they do. Breathe calmly in and out of all the sensations, imagining the breath moving in and out from that region of your body. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better, to get better, to change your state, but simply to make space for it to be there. Allow it. Don't push it down, push it away, minimize or make it big. Don't sink into it, justify it, argue it. Just notice it, acknowledge it. And if you notice you're unable to focus on your breathing because of intense emotional or physical discomfort, Just let go of the breath and shift your focus to that place of discomfort, that energy. Redirect your attention there, into the discomfort, into the intensity, no matter how bad it seems. Really look at it, feel it. Notice what color the energy seems to embody. Notice the location. No matter how bad it seems, take a look at it. What does it really feel like? Make room for it. Are you willing to be with it, whatever it is? Along with the physical sensations in your body, you may also notice thoughts about the sensations, thoughts about the feelings, thoughts about the triggers. You may notice your mind coming up with evaluations, such as right, wrong, dangerous, getting worse, whatever they may be. If those evaluations happen, simply label those evaluations as thinking, judging. We judge quite readily. This is right, this is wrong. This is an apple, this is an orange, this is hot, this is cold. Just notice the evaluation. Return to the present experience as it truly is, not how you judge it. Return to the sensations in the body, the feelings, the energy. Notice feelings as feelings. Notice physical sensations as physical sensations, nothing more and nothing less. If your mind drifts off to the judgment or labels about them, come back to the raw experience. To help you experience the difference between yourself and your thoughts, between yourself and your feelings, you can name the thoughts and feelings as you notice them. Worry, there's worry. Observing worry, not judging yourself for having these thoughts and feelings. And if you find yourself judging, just notice that and call it judging. There's judging. And observed with a quality of kindness. You can do the same with other thoughts and feelings, just label them, planning, reminiscing, hoping, longing, frustration, guilt, shame, resentment, overwhelm, helplessness, hopelessness. Label the thought. Label the emotion and move on. As you'll notice, thoughts and feelings come and go, so long as we don't fuse with them. When we judge, when we validate, argue it, dismiss it, make it different, we fuse with it. And we lose sight of that separation between ourself and our thoughts, ourself and our feelings. You are the place and the space for your experience. Make that space a kind, gentle, allowing, accepting space. A welcome home for whatever pops up. Allow yourself to be present with whatever you're afraid of. Notice any doubts, reservations, fears, and worries. Just notice them and acknowledge the presence. Don't work on them. And as you do that, you'll allow yourself to be present with your values, with your commitments. Asking yourself, what can I do for myself that is kind today? Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And when you're ready, gently shift your attention to a thought, to a situation, to an emotion that has been difficult for you. It could be a troubling worry, feeling, an image, an intense bodily sensation, an external trigger. Gently, directly, and firmly shift your attention onto that discomfort, no matter how bad it seems. Get in touch with the true, honest pain. Notice the strong feelings that may arise in your body. Allow them to be as they are, rather than what your mind tells you they are. Hold the experience in your awareness, whatever it may be. Stay with the discomfort, breathe through it, and open yourself up to it, permitting it to be there. Make space for it, accepting and allowing it while bringing compassion and focused attention to the discomfort. If you notice yourself tensing up, resisting, judging, pushing away from the experience, just acknowledge that and make experience for the resistance, for the judging, for the discomfort. Must this feeling, this sensation, be your enemy? Or can you have it? Notice it, own it, let it be. Can you make room for the discomfort, for the sadness, the guilt, the shame, the loneliness, the frustration, the anxiety, the fear? What does it truly, honestly feel like moment to moment to have it all? Is this something you must struggle with? Or can you invite the discomfort in, saying to yourself, let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. And if the sensations and discomfort grow stronger, acknowledge that, stay with them, breathe with them, accept them. Is this discomfort something you need to repel, you must repel or resist? Instead, is it possible to open up some space for the discomfort in your heart, for the sadness, the fear, the overwhelm, the longing, the guilt, the shame? Is there room inside for you to feel that with compassion and kindness towards yourself and towards your experience? Open up and embrace your experience. Notice the thoughts coming along with the physical sensations. You may see thoughts about your thoughts, and when that happens, invite them too. Soften and open up to them. Become aware of them. You may also notice your mind coming up with labels. If this happens, open up to that too. Getting worse, overwhelming, judgment, dangerous. Simply thank your mind for the label. Return to the present experience of what it is. Not what your mind says it is, but what you experience. Notice thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, emotions as emotions, nothing less, nothing more. Stay with the discomfort for as long as it pulls your attention. If and when you sense the feeling of sadness, longing, helplessness, hopelessness, fear, anxiety, overwhelm, frustration, no longer pulling for your attention, you can simply just let it go. Just let it go. The more we just acknowledge emotions, thoughts, without immediately validating them, fusing with them, buying into them, arguing them, dismissing, resisting, justifying, we get separation. The intensity just naturally, automatically, and increasingly so, lessens as long as we can just stay with it, acknowledge it, make space for it, allow it to be there. The intensity lessens over time. The separation gets greater. Emotions and thoughts just simply become an experience that comes and goes and passes you by, rather than things that gripping, take over, and dominate. So now I'd like you to imagine a beautiful room. You're at the door of this beautiful room looking in. The room is designed exactly as you choose. On the other side of the room is an image of the ideal you. Whatever that may be for you, and it may change from practice to practice, it may be a calm, assertive, confident you. It may be a persistent but reasonable you. It may be a strongly communicative, caring, but assertive you. Whatever it is for you, that good dose of compassion you already possess, able to be in touch with your feelings, understanding what you're thinking, you're feeling, understanding what you want and what you need, able to express what you want and you need, to stay with yourself, feeling sure of your wants, able to negotiate, compromise, and persist, whatever it is for you. See yourself on the other side of the room, this image of you, strong, confident, assertive self on the other side of the room. Just take a moment to bring to mind what that strong, confident you looks like, sounds like, talks like, interacts like. Bring that ideal image of you to mind. Now look at the path between you and the ideal you across the room. And notice what's blocking your path. What's on the path? What's in the way? Or perhaps there's no path and you need to build it. What is either blocking your way, needs to be removed, pushed to the side, or the path needs to be built? What's blocking your path? What's in your way? And I'd like you to take a moment to think of what you need to do, or what tool you need to bring to be able to help you clear the path, build a path to this new, confident, ideal you. And this tool that you use can be anything, anything at all. It can be people to help you clear the path. It can be your belief in yourself that provides you a strong shovel to clear the path. Assertiveness, ability to calm yourself, whatever it is, whatever tool you need, be it a person, a quality, an implement, a tool, bring to mind what you need to build or clear the path between the current you and the ideal you. a belief in yourself, a confidence, ability to speak up for what you need. What is it you need to clear this path, to move and push away the debris? What do you need to do to make your way over to the confident you? What do you need to believe? How do you need to take care of yourself? I want you to see yourself and feel yourself doing that now. See yourself and feel yourself doing that now. And with each step you take, the path grows a little clearer, and you take a step closer to the ideal you. See yourself, feel yourself, take another step closer. See what other tools you may need to clear the debris in your way. What other people, what other things, what other beliefs, what other actions? What is going to help you clear the path to the ideal you? And see yourself, feel yourself doing that now. And as you get closer, eventually you'll be able to fuse with the image of the ideal you. Feel that strength, that calm, that confidence. Feel yourself and see yourself doing that now. Feel your spine stiffen and grow tall. Feel your resolve, the sense of calmness. Feel the confidence. Feel yourself, ask for what you need. Express your feelings without judging their rightness or wrongness. Feel the confidence, the calm. And take a moment to make an intention to bring a sense of gentle allowing, self-acceptance into the present moment and for the rest of your day, whatever comes up for you. No need to push down, push away, ignore, or magnify any emotions. You can just acknowledge it, be with it, label it, and let it pass you by. And each and every time you practice this exercise, you'll be able to notice how it was helpful in so many different ways, and each and every time will be different. So in this moment, just take notice of how this practice was helpful for you today. Remember that mindful acceptance is a skill that grows with practice. There's no right way or wrong way. It's just a gentle allowing of whatever to be there, to be there, without allowing it to engulf you, without dismissing, minimizing, judging. To stay with it, allow it to be there and let it pass you by. So when you're ready, you can just open your eyes and return to the room around you.